and welcome to Pat Metheny Trio.
Thank you. 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 We appreciate it, and welcome to our concert here tonight. We're happy to see y'all. I want to just quickly bring you up to date on what we've been playing and sort of what's going on up here. The three of us have been sort of going all over the place over this past year playing gigs together, and we started out just doing gigs, and we ended up going to the studio and making a record, which was kind of unexpected and really a lot of fun, and that's kind of given us a sort of reason to continue to do some gigs together. Basically, we played mostly overseas in Japan and in Europe, and now we're here in the States since the record came out. And let me just quickly tell you what we played so far. We began the concert tonight with a tune that's from the new album. The album is called Trio 9900. Couldn't think of any other title. That kind of good enough title, so that's what it's called. The first tune that we played tonight was called Soul Cowboy. Then we did a tune, actually we haven't done for a while, so we dropped that in there, a real favorite, I think of all of ours to play, written by a great bass player, Steve Swallow, called Fallen Grace. Then, let's see, what did we play after that? We played Rhythm Changes tune, which we call on the record, What Do You Want? And after that was a ballad written for great musician, great saxophone player, Dewey Redman. And it was on the record 8081, another album where I couldn't think of an album title. Just to use the year that it was recorded in. Anyway, that one was called The Bat. And let's see, after that we did a really, really old tune, a tune that actually comes from the very first record that I ever made many years ago on my own. The album and that tune were both called Bright Size Life. And then the one that we just finished was actually the title of another trio record that's not quite that old, it's about 10 years ago now, the album and that tune were called Question and Answer. So that brings us up to date with what we've been playing. I want to take a second just so that you can meet and and welcome these two unbelievable musicians that I'm very lucky to be sharing the stage with. They're both real favorite players of mine that I've gotten to play with in different situations over the years, and coming together and playing in this trio has been just an incredibly exhilarating experience for me, because they're really fantastic musicians. On the bass, Larry Grenadier. And on the drums, Bill Stewart. Thank you. Thank you. Those were two ballads. The first one was written by a great composer in jazz, and that's Horace Silver. It's a tune that was on probably his most famous record, Song for My Father, and the tune is called Lonely Woman. And then the one that we just finished, continuing the female theme, was called We Had a Sister, which is actually from our trio record. It was originally written for Joshua Redman's first record that I got to participate in. I wrote for him, and I never really done a version of you know, the way I would play it. So that was that. And I mean, he played it great. I didn't even play it. It's got a little subtext there, but no, there isn't any at all. He played it fantastic. I mean, nothing but praise for his version. Anyway, that brings us to the end of our set for y'all tonight. But before we go, from all three of us, thank you for coming and listening. It's been a pleasure playing for y'all tonight. Yeah. Well, we will come to Manny Grenadier on the bass. Yeah. And Bill Stewart on the drums. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.